Michael Smith. My Twitter name is @Acton. My day job is Mushroom Monsters.
So what inspired you to come along tonight? I mean, I know you go to a lot of networking events, but is there something a bit different about this one?
Yeah, I love networking events, and I went to the last Twestival party, and it was great, but much smaller. Kind of, I knew almost everyone. At this party, I know hardly anyone. It's so bizarre. It's like Twitter has gone massive and mainstream, and I think that's really exciting.
If it's gone mainstream, though, does that mean it's less useful to the early adopters? Because there was a good sort of helpful advice network of really geeky people.
Exactly, yeah. You and I bonded on Twitter in South by Southwest and Austin earlier last year. No, I think the great thing about Twitter is you can follow or unfollow people. So it doesn't matter how many people come on, you can control it, and it can be a tidal wave or a dripping tap, and I think that's really useful.
I'm Katie Linderman. My Twitter name is @KitchBitch, and I'm a strategist at Naked Communications. It's not Facebook yet, but I think it's on the way. I think it's in the last month. I think its usage has trebled in the UK in the last month, and I think the fact that it's been in the Daily Mail, the One Show, mentioned in every bloody TV chat show, has certainly, I'm not sure if it's jumped the shark just yet, but I think it's on its way.
My name is Alex Hoy, and my Twitter name is also Alex Hoy. My day job, I have a few of those, but the biggest one is I'm CEO of Latitude, which is one of the largest digital marketing firms in the UK. One of the first struggles I had was that as more and more my work persona and my home persona and my family persona all had to be one and the same. And initially that meant some filtering, and there is some filtering in there, but on the other hand, it means that you're actually more natural in all three now, which is a real cultural revolution in some ways.
Lisa Drabble, Twitter name Drabinski. Day job is I have a small recruitment, Ruby web development recruitment company. What I tend to use it for is technology and following people that are in technology, what they're writing about, what they're reading about. It just kind of keeps me up to date with all of that.
So do you think Twitter is just another fad, and that this time next year we'll have moved on to something else?
Maybe. What I think the important thing is that actually the behaviour is the same. People like sharing with other people. People like communicating with other people, like-minded people. They like sharing things with people they know and meeting new people. Whether or not Twitter is the place that they'll carry on doing with it, maybe there will be some people that move on. That might change. Where they do it, so it might not be Twitter, but they'll be doing the same thing either here or somewhere else. I don't think the behaviour will change. Where they do it, might.